Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this new season in our Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's so good to be with all of you. It really is. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Welcome, and you have picked a great time to pull your chair up to the table because we are beginning a new season, a season where we are getting back to the basic, not back to the basics, but back to the basic. And in Christianity, that is always a person, Jesus. Christianity has always been, is, and always will be about Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And it's time to get back to that basic, back to Him, back home. And what we do is we get up in the morning and we get our Bible and our journal and we find a spot, that place. I always have a cup of coffee and we begin a conversation with Jesus that then lasts throughout the day. So I'm going to talk just briefly and then we're going to launch into a time of prayer, a time of meditation, a time of journaling. And again, then that time will become a conversation as we get back to the basic, which is relationship with Jesus. You can turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, the biography that Luke wrote, chapter 1. And the title of the podcast this morning is Restart. And I believe that that is a word from the Spirit of God to all of us this morning. Restart. And that word is going to reach out and grab each one of us in different ways, but we love restarts. We love do-overs. We love new beginnings. And the reason why we love restarts is because we need them. We desperately need them. One of my favorite lines in the whole Old Testament is in the book of Jonah. It says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah yet a second time," because Jonah had floundered, he failed, he ran away from God, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah yet a second time. Jonah needed a do-over, a restart, a new beginning, and you and I do. And let's begin again today. We need a fresh start. And maybe we could just ask this question to enter into this space this morning. Why is it that you need a restart? Why is it that you need a new beginning? Have you given up because of this or that? Do you feel like you've failed or floundered so many times that it's like the last time you did, it was the final nail in the coffin? Are you discouraged? Has the vibrancy of a relationship with Jesus somewhere along the line became a religion and it's just gone cold? Have you gotten caught up in some agenda? Maybe it's a good agenda, but it's taken primacy over the basic, over Jesus, and you realize you've gotten off course and you know it's, why is it that you need a do-over, a restart, a new beginning? Because what we're going to discover as we look through the pages of this biography is that Jesus is all about fresh starts, new beginnings, do-overs. So why do you need one? I think it's time that we take a fresh look at what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus, and there's no better place to start than the biography that Luke wrote. What does it look like to be a Christian boyfriend or girlfriend or brother or sister or parent or boss or employee? What does it even look like to be a Christian? I think that phrase or that word itself needs to be re-seen, re-heard, and re-imagined. So here's the idea. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 1 in just a moment, but here's the idea. It's a fresh idea. It's an exciting idea, and it's possible. And that is the idea of a restart so that we can get back to the basic. And so this is how Luke begins. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. He says, "Many have undertaken to draw up an account or a story of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, Since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account or a story for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught. And I would add the things that you have been taught about Jesus. Now imagine for a moment that you are a Christian in a small community in Asia Minor in 72 AD. And at this point, all you know are a few stories about Jesus, oral tradition. Because before these documents were penned and delivered, that's what it was. It was oral tradition. So you've heard of the story of the cross, the resurrection, maybe a few other stories. And then you heard that this parchment, this biography, this narrative was dropped off at your church, and it was written by a doctor named Luke, a physician, a trained historian who had interviewed all these eyewitnesses and looked at all the sources and did all the work and hung out with Paul and just did the research and then constructed this account, this story, this narrative, this biography about Jesus and who he is and what he did and all of his stories. And some are strange and some are exciting, but all of them are inviting us into what it is to be a Christian, and that is to get back to Jesus, to re-see him, to re-hear him, to re-imagine him. And maybe some of us have still not drawn our conclusion as to what these documents are, and that's okay, because remember, the Bible did not create Christianity. Jesus created Christianity. Jesus, the person, the man, the resurrection of Jesus started a movement, and out of that movement, God moved on people's hearts to write these documents. A person and an event started Christianity that created a movement that gave us this book. And there's no better way to restart, to go back to the beginning, to get a do-over, if you will, than to go to the beginning of Luke's biography about Jesus and re-see, reimagine, and rehear what Jesus of Nazareth is all about. And if we could go back to that earlier question before I close, why is it that you want to restart? This is going to speak into our having given up, our failure, our discouragement, our turning this beautiful relationship into religion, our chasing an agenda more than we're chasing the face and the heart and the life of Jesus. But whatever it is, why ever you and I need a do-over, a fresh start, a new beginning, that is exactly what we get. And so we're going to begin to read. And the next 24 podcasts are going to be a journey through the 24 chapters of this incredible living biography. And again, some stories are strange, some are exciting, but all of them are inviting us into the purpose of why Luke wrote, to introduce us to Jesus, to re-envision us to be followers of Jesus, to give us a do-over, a fresh start, a new beginning. So today, let's take just a little bit of time, read Luke chapter 1. Let's pray a little bit, talk to God. Let's meditate a little bit, just listen to the Spirit of God. And let's engage in simple prayer by saying, Jesus, I need a do-over. I need a fresh start. I want to go back to the beginning. I want to get back to the basic. Will you, by the power of the Spirit, bring me there? And let's enjoy that conversation throughout the day, and we will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.